original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from textile to gossip.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, it's Sunday night. It's 8 o'clock in L.A., which means it's 11 o'clock in New York, which means you are tuned in to Max and Friends here on L.A. Talk Radio, www.latalkradio.com. You know you can find us here every Sunday night, Channel 1. Now, if you want to get a little bit spontaneous and you want to take us on the go, then you can go to the App Store right now and get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. You can carry me with you. You can hold me close to your heart. Not only that, you can take me on the road with you. You can listen to me in other countries. Because right now we've got Brazil tuning in. And I have to say hi to Jardel. How are you? Thank you for tuning in. Connecticut, Rasa. How are you? And down here in Florida, you know, we've got my people that I love down in Florida. We've got people tuning in all over. I thank you so much for tuning in. Now, what am I going to tell you? We've got a great show tonight. We're going to talk about some political hot topics because, you know, the debate is coming up in Florida. I might have to do a special. I got to talk to Sam here at LA Talk Radio. I'm going to do a special live from Boca Raton on Tuesday night. We'll see about that. But if not, you know, you can catch us the following Sunday. If I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, you know, I've got Max and Friends in my inner circle holding down the studio for me. Well, after that, after we've got political talk tonight, then you know what we're going to get into? We're going to get into an amazing shout-out. So stay tuned for that shout-out. And then after that, we've got Robert Lee Morris. You all know him as the jewelry designer. You've seen him all over the place. You've seen his stuff in stores, and you've seen him on those great shopping channels. Well, he's going to be here tonight, and he's got a very interesting story and a very interesting life. He lives a very interesting life, and he's going to tell us about some things going on in his life and in our lives that might affect you and change you. So tonight we're going to have a life class with Robert Lee Morris. I've got to give a big shout out to Arizona. You know, I love my Arizona iced tea, but even more, I love my Arizona vapor water. Keeps me hydrated during the show. So everyone, are y'all having a good Sunday? Well, I hope you're all having a good week. I got to tell you to go to unicornchildrensfoundation.org. I've got my big event coming up in March. Donald Trump, the Donald, who used to be my neighbor in Greenwich, Connecticut. Well, he's going to be my co-chair, Mr. and Mrs. Trump, so I've got to say hi to them, and it's going to be fun. Eva LaRue from CSI Miami, I know y'all love her. Well, she's going to be my mistress of ceremonies on March 16th, 2013 at the Buddha Bowl for Unicorn Children's Foundation. We're raising money for kids with autism. We're building a school that will be open in August of 2013. So I hope you all go to unicornchildrensfoundation.org. Donate there. We're going to have some great auction items coming up. I got to let you know more about that. Follow them on Twitter, UC Foundation on Twitter. And then, of course, I'm on Twitter. Hit me up at Max Tucci. I want to know how you're doing. Meganella, I had a great weekend. A great weekend. How was yours? Everything is good, everybody. Well, you know what? Let's get into hot topics. Ronan, let's hit it.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls, pick a topic and you know we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
We're gonna drop it on Max and Friends. Hunter Cross, how are you? Welcome back to Max and Friends.
I'm great, Max. Thanks for having me back.
It's my pleasure. Now, you know, we've got some stuff going on. We've got the last debate before Election Day, so it's coming up just this week in Boca Raton, Florida. What do you have to say, and why is it important to watch the final debate?
Well, first of all, it's happening in my part of the world in Boca Raton, Florida, so it showcases part of the world that's special to me. But beyond that, it also happens to be the same town where the famous Mitt Romney 47% surreptitiously recorded event took place that kind of gave the world a glimpse into who the real Mitt Romney was, that took place in the same town where this debate is going to take place. So it should be pretty interesting. I don't know if they're going to get around to that, but I think that's kind of interesting part of this debate.
Now, let's talk about debates real quick. The last debate, there was some heated moments. We were talking earlier before the show where you said it looked like Obama just was ready to, like, you know, give him a 1-2 Sugar Ray punch in the head. What would have happened if he did?
I don't know, but it would have been fun, at least, that's for sure. I don't know what would have happened if they had had a fisticuffs on the air, but that would have been great. They got pretty close to each other a few times, so, you know, the sparks were flying, and the president had some fire in his eyes, that's for sure. It was a whole different man this time.
Well, he was alive this time, no?
That's right, he was asleep. I don't know that anyone can ever try and argue he did a good job the first time, because he was just completely asleep at the switch.
Well, you know what I said. I said the last time he was letting Romney say his thing so that he can come back and get him. So I think he pulled that off, but, you know, it's what it is. But, again, because we're going to wrap this Hot Topic segment up, because we're going to have you. We're going to have Felonious Monk back. I'm working on getting Rita Cosby here. We're going to have a full-on Rock the Vote November 4th, everyone. So it's a show that you've got to tune in, because November 6th is election day. So the 4th, we're going to rock the vote here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Hunter, give them another reason why to watch the debates this week.
Well, I think that a lot of people have already made their minds up. Actually, in most states, early voting has already taken place. Absentee ballots have already been mailed out. People are already voting. So I think that you've got a rather small part of the electorate who has not made up their minds. But for those people who want to know whether does Mitt Romney have the chops, does he have what it takes to be president, here's an instance where he really has no experience at all. And you can certainly make the argument that Obama didn't have any foreign policy experience either when he was first elected. But in this instance, you're going to have someone who now has quite a bit of foreign policy experience under his belt against Mitt Romney, who has never had any foreign policy experience of any kind ever. He didn't serve in any of the militaries. He hasn't been in any kind of government work that has required that he really have any understanding of international relations. So it's going to be interesting to see how he holds up and whether the kinds of policies that he talks about and America's role in the world really makes sense to those voters who I really do think are rather few at this point, who haven't made up their mind about whether this is a man that they think can be the president of the United States.
Well, we're getting to the end of the race, so it's going to be interesting to see this week's debate. You know, we're going to cover it here on Max and Friends, November 4th. Rock the vote. Hunter Crossman back. Thank you so much for being here again tonight, Hunter.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Ronan, what did everyone just hear?
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls, pick a topic and we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
We're gonna drop it on Max and Friends. We did drop it. How y'all doing? Welcome back. So y'all are gonna watch the debates. I want to know. Hit me at Max Tucci. Now I've got a special, special, special request here tonight. And after this request, stay tuned. We've got Life Class with Robert Lee Morris. He's going to give you some things to think about. But before that, I've got to get into my Twitter archive here. Now, we've got a great fan, Megan Ellis. She is just great. She is one of my top tweeters. She always sees my show. I love her. Well, her niece, Chastity, broke in and hacked into her aunt's Twitter account and got to me and said, listen, my aunt's birthday is coming up. She's the most amazing woman I know. She has to be both mom and dad to the 6 kids. You know, they're all named after the CSI Miami cast. That's a little tidbit I threw in. While her uncle is away. Now, her uncle is away, and he's not coming home until December because he is in the armed forces. And it's kind of sad, you know, when people are in the armed forces in their way, especially when your birthday is coming up. And this Thursday is her 26th birthday. And you know, it's sad, but I got a tweet from the uncle, too, so I guess this is your husband, and he wants you to know that he hopes you have a great birthday, and that he's sorry that he's not going to be there, but he'll be home soon, and he loves you. And there's a song that he wants to play for you, which was at your wedding, and you and him danced to it, and it's called Forever by the Beach Boys. And when we're back, Robert Lee Morris, Forever is for you. Thank you, Megan, for being my number one Twitter fan. Love you, and Forever by the Beach Boys, from your husband overseas. Stay tuned. Talk Radio. This is Max and Franz. Thank you all for tuning in. That was the Beach Boys Forever, and that was for Meganella, one of my great Twitter fans who follows me at Max Tucci and always hits me up. So thank you, and that song is for you from your husband. Godspeed. He'll be home soon enough, and he's with you in spirit for your birthday. So talking about spirit and God willing, we're here tonight on another Max and Friends on another Sunday. I'm getting tweets right now, so I'm just thrown off for a minute. But, you know, we're here every night for y'all, so thank you all for tuning in. Robert Lee Morris, well, you all know him as a jewelry designer and a sculptor who attributes much of inspiration to forms he admires in nature. Well, nature, I think, is something that has motivated him and inspired him to not only design jewelry, but to be a very inspirational person. So tonight on Max and Friends, get ready for life class because Robert Lee Morris is here. Pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, Max Tucci.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here, too. Hi, everybody. I hope that you hang on to your hats here.
Hang on to your hats. And if you're not going to hang on to your hats and you're interested to know more about Robert Lee Morris, well, of course, Wikipedia, you can figure out him, who he is there. But y'all know who he is. And I know my listeners know who you are, because when I was tweeting earlier today, they said they knew you from QVC, from selling your jewelry on there as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just all over the place.
A lot of television presence across the country on QVC for the last 14 years.
People love you on QVC. Yeah.
Yeah, it helps a lot. And you know, when I'm on QVC, I get very serious about my spirituality, and I talk about it up front, completely out of the closet, in front of all these hundreds of thousands of viewers, and I talk about the inspiration of these pieces and how the inspiration comes from this source that's, like, I call it original instruction. And the customers just, oh, my God, they just go into this, like, they're, like, hypnotized. Because
It is true. You know, and this, I know we're going to have a great show because I'm kind of hypnotized right now. Today was a big day, everybody, but we're going to get into that. But before we get into the grandness of today, I always believe in the appointed time and the appointed place, and this is it, and you're all tuned into it. Get your pens ready. If by any chance you miss any portion of the show or feel like you need to hear it again, go to latalkradio.com/max with a capital M. AX.php. All my archives of 5 years are there, so you can pull this up and really get into it. Now, Robert, you were born in Germany, and let's get into your childhood, because about 4 or 5 years old, what did you know for sure?
Well, I was an Air Force brat. My father was testifying in the Nuremberg trial, so I was born in Nuremberg, and then quickly whisked to America, where we traveled and traveled. And around the year 4 or 5, I remember, I think we were in Selma, Alabama, and I was on the back porch singing Jesus Loves Me, and I just had just the biggest thing for Jesus. Loved Jesus. Couldn't stop thinking of Jesus. I'm 4 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, that is strange. But then I would think to myself, I know what I want to be when I grow up. I know what I want to be. I want to be either a veterinarian or a pediatrician, or I want to be a preacher. So a doctor or a preacher or a healer, you know, as the doctor, and then the preacher as the guy on television who makes products that are, like, therapeutic for people.
And you ended up doing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Now, hold on. Do you think you spoke that into existence at a young age, or you thought it into existence?
I knew who I was. Mm-hmm. It was like remembering. It was like being touched at that young age by my higher self. It came in and said, little Bobby, this is who you are. Mm-hmm. And I got it. I don't know how I got it, but I always knew it. And so I followed this really direct path that took me on a skyrocket in my career, just like a bomb. I mean, just a straight up kind of propulsion, and I thought, what the hell is happening to me? Mm-hmm. What is this all about? Because it was just, everything was working like a well-oiled machine or a plan coming true.
It was working in your favor. Now, let me ask you, do you think at these young ages we all know what we want to do, but then society twists us into doing other things?
Yes. I think if you can have a relatively painless and normal, loving, comforting childhood, mm-hmm. that you will develop quickly. You will, you know, because as soon as we are born, we have amnesia. We forget why we were, what our soul contract is. We, mm-hmm. before we choose our parents and we decide that we want to come forth now, we have a plan, we have a mission. It's a soul contract. We've learned that these are things we need to learn in this next life. So you make this plan up. And it may end up that you get, you know, killed by a car wreck, but that's part of your plan. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you come in, and as soon as you're born, you forget the whole damn thing. Mm-hmm. And the game is, can we become full consciousness again on our own? Can we remember who we are, who we really are?
And can we?
And so I've been doing this longer and longer and longer. I mean, more and more and more intensely. And I got very involved in shamanics, in shamanic activities and shamanic workshops. And I began to travel. I began to journey in the astral plane. And it was there that I was able to meet Jesus over and over whenever I needed to. He would be right there sitting on that bench waiting for me. Or if I needed to go talk to Sekhmet with her lion head and her body, and she would roar at me, or I would go to Hermes. Well, that's the name of the shop on... How do they...
On Madison Avenue, 64th Street.
Oh, you got to tone me down because I get to flying so...
No, listen, I want you to fly there. But, you know, people who are tuning in and they haven't flown with you and they are just tuning in, and all due respect, Robert, you know, they're saying... Who is this guy who, you know, they know you from QVC and they know you from doing all your things and the Robert Lee Morris and your whole collections. And they're saying, I never knew this side of him.
Well,
what are
you
talking about?
The thing is, you're right. I've had this very illustrious career of being true to who I am. That's why people like my jewelry. I started in 70. Well, I actually started in 1970. So it's been four decades of work. And in the process, I became very popular with the New York Fashion Press, mm-hmm. to the point where I won 3 CFDA awards and a Coty award.
Yes, you
and
did.
And so I was the first jewelry designer to be given the Lifetime Achievement Award. So I kind of created this bar. Mm-hmm. And so I saw, again, my role in this life is to be assisting others and to be loving others, which is why I created Artware, the gallery, that where I represented over 400 jewelry artists for 20 years. And I did it with love and wanting to be a father figure to them. And that's my who I am in real life, in my true soul. And once you find who you truly are, it's just a bliss. It's just bliss.
Now, speaking of bliss and finding who we are, how can we find out exactly who we are?
The first and foremost thing is to seek quiet, is to seek solitude and peacefulness and beauty. I mean, go get into a place of nature and spend time. And more than likely what will happen, if you just leave yourself open to it, is a power animal will appear to you.
Mm-hmm. Or also known as a totem animal, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, yes, something, and in some cases it'll appear 4 times, and it might be in your imagination, it might be actually happening on the astral level, or you could actually see what could be like an eagle 4 times.
Now, what is your animal?
Well, you're not really supposed to tell people about these things.
Oh, okay.
I told you in my outline of what I was going to say that I went through the basic training in shamanism and met my power animal, and it was a cougar. And when I went out into the land that I was telling you that I own out in New Mexico, it was the body of a big, invisible cougar that almost knocked me over when I was squatting.
We're going to get to that, because that's very interesting. We're going to get to that. Wait,
okay.
So then should I share what mine is? Because I know what mine is too, but I feel like now I shouldn't share it.
Well, no, you don't have to share it.
Okay.
I mean, you asked me, and I can say, because I'm talking about it, that I can look at myself in the mirror and see I can see a lion.
All right, I'm going to tell you after the show. All right.
Okay. All right.
Because my totem animal is still maturing. So I'll tell you after the show. But okay. 1970, you start your jewelry collection. Let's go back to 1964, because that's when you fell off of a mountain in Rio de Janeiro. And tonight we've got people tuning in from Brazil. So hi, everybody in Brazil.
Yeah.
So tell us about this horrific accident.
Well, this was something that really I could have written a book about it, because it was so hysterical and so, on some levels, and it was so mystical on others. I was asked to go hiking with the female athlete queen in the high school I went to in Rio. She could climb mountains with her bare fingers. She was like a living gymnast. And no one really liked her, and she was bigger than any guy in the school. But she had a crush on me, and so she said, come on, let's go mountain climbing after school in the middle of the city where they have these gorgeous mountains. So I thought, all right, this is a great adventure. And we're climbing up, and there's this one section of rock that's bare and sheer, and she saw this stump on the other side, and she climbed over it like a fly, grabbed onto this stump, and swung me over in the air like Tarzan would do it, you know. And then we climbed to the top of the hill, see this beautiful sunset in Rio, for God's sake. It's the most beautiful city in the world. And then we see smoke. A lot of smoke's coming up. So we said, let's get out of here. And as we got back to that big wide area, there was no stump for her to grab on the other side to swing me. I had to climb that area by myself. And as I'm doing it, I slipped, of course.
Holy shit.
And I flipped backwards, and I fell bumping on the side of this mountain, bang, 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 turning and flipping and hitting 60 feet down. But as soon as I fell backwards, my soul flew out of my body, and I went into a state of ecstasy as I went up, into this huge, bright, white doorway that was opening, getting brighter, and then these very tall, like 12-foot-tall figures who were white and starting to raise their arms towards me, and then this extremely sweet music. I just was loving every minute of it. So, of course, I wasn't screaming as I'm falling down the mountain. Man, I was tripping. I was as high as I could be. I was so happy. I mean, and then all of a sudden my body lands, and my soul comes back into my body, and I went, oh, wow. I saw God. I saw the next dimension. And I didn't care that my body was completely broken up and beaten up, and and I fell with my arm around a rock right next to the forest fire that they had started to burn the bushes. So the girl jumped down from the mountain and grabbed me and pulled me up and wedged me until they could get firemen to pull me off the hill and take me to the emergency room where I went.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But from that day on, and I was not quite 18, I will never forget the feeling of being where the spirits are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and a lot of people identify with that. You know, when people have these near-death experiences, they really do identify with that, and there's a lot of truth to it. There's definitely a lot of truth to it, because if there wasn't, then how can everyone experience?
Be having
it, you know?
These experiences, right?
Yeah.
Now, true. As far as I'm concerned, it was as true as being in a car wreck where all of a sudden you don't feel anything because your soul left your body. And then shamanically what happens is when people go through trauma, like if someone screams at them, they go into it, it's traumatic. If they hit their hand with a hammer, it's traumatic. Or if someone abuses you or leaves you or kills your mother or something, you are so hurt, you're so damaged, there's been such a negative intrusion into you that you need shamanic help. And what the shaman does is he goes up into the astral realm and goes back in time and finds the points where you lost various soul parts. And he asks these soul parts, are you ready to go back into the body? And if they feel that the person has matured enough, they will go back in, and the person eventually starts to regain his full soul power back. And so that's what shamanic healing does, and that's called soul retrieval.
Now, I love the whole soul retrieval. Now, let me ask you, because I think geographically it's there's a lot of sense to it as well. Because I feel like on the East Coast, you know, there's a big disconnection. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And I think I'm a New Yorker. I'm a born New Yorker.
Yeah, and when I go out to the West Coast, everybody gets it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you get into the whole shamanism, like the earth is, I don't know, I just think there's a purity to it out west. And, you know, especially in New Mexico where you have 650 acres of pristine virgin wilderness. And there was something very interesting that happened on that property of yours with Georgia O'Keeffe. Tell us a little about it.
Yeah. What started happening right off the bat was the dust devils began to follow me.
Uh-huh.
And they would just come up out of nowhere and come over me and, like, batter me, hit me, bang me. And one of the local guys, who's, like, a caretaker of the area, who's, like, 80 years old, said, "Are you kidding me? That they came after you?" He said, "Do you realize that when the Indians were around here, dust devils were known to be so lucky that they would run after them, hoping they could touch one or catch one?" Now, the fact that this thing's... All right, so what happened was... As I get up from what sounded like a helicopter had just landed on me, and I stand up, and I'm like, "What the hell is that?" And it's a dust devil going off, and then it disappears, and I look down between my feet, and there's this huge black arrowhead that wasn't there, like 10 seconds earlier. So that was the beginning of these experiences that were happening to me over and over. And then at one point, I was walking down a canyon I'd never explored before, and I got this twinge in my body, like a little bit of fear almost, like, am I crazy? I'm all alone here in all this wilderness, and I'm about to walk into a deep canyon. What could be in there? And all of a sudden, out flies right over my head, almost hitting my head, this giant white owl. And I went, of course, my heart went into my mouth, and I went, "What the fuck was that?" And I turn around, and this owl is just gorgeous and soaring out towards the lake. And I hightailed it out of there and came up around the edge of the rim of the canyon so I could wait and watch for this owl to come back. And I saw it's all its drippings and everything in its cave. And as I'm there, it's a very hot day, and I was maybe trying to get a little shade from a couple of branches of the pinyon tree, and all of a sudden, I'm pushed over, and I felt a warm body, a warm furry body, gently but softly push me, and I jumped up and spun around like ready to have a heart attack, and there's nothing there. And that's when I realized fully I had met my power animal on his level, and that there was a hole between the levels or something. I don't know. It was just another high point in my life. And so every time I have designs, I add gratitude, phenomenal gratitude, that all of these things just continue to happen, and they continue to take me closer and closer to spirit, to God. I feel like this is like God is speaking through me all the time. It's that being an artist is that's what it is. It's that state of flow.
That is what it is. Speaking of the flow, Ronan, what is everybody listening to right now? LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We've got Robert Lee Morris, the most amazing jewelry designer in the world, on the show tonight. Everyone, you could follow him at Twitter. Go to @RLMStudio. There you could tweet him, get involved, follow him, understand him, and this really unique conversation that we're having that I just adore. And I hope you all are getting some tips to a life class, because we're getting there. We're at the half point of the show, and we're getting there. I promise you all tonight, you're going to be set free from some things that maybe you never thought of before, or maybe you'll be intrigued to continue to look more into them. So the intentions of tonight's show is to enlighten you, to inspire you, and to get into the flow, and of course, like Robert Lee Morris just said, to have gratitude. And I'm grateful for all of you tuning in tonight. You all know that by now. With 5 years of doing this, you know how much I love you. And I'm grateful for Robert Lee Morris being here tonight. Now, Robert, let's talk about Michael Harner. You studied with him.
Oh, yeah. Michael Harner is one of the last of those psychedelic pioneers, you know, like Timothy Leary and Ram Dass and, oh, my God, all those guys, all those scientists and psychiatrists and psychoanalysts and people dealing with the brain. Now, Michael, I didn't tell you this, but Michael Harner, when he was a professor at Berkeley, I think it was Berkeley, was a teacher of Carlos Castaneda. Mm-hmm. Now, Carlos Castaneda was one of the most read books during the 60s in terms of the psychedelic movement. He was out there with the Huichol Indians in Mexico doing peyote, and he wrote many, many books that were so obtuse and so impossibly difficult for people to read that it was part of this New Age jumbo that was really shamanism. And Michael Harner took it and made it into a world core shamanism where all cultures around the world basically have the same thing. The tribe picks a shaman who is like the medicine man. The medicine man is able, has the gift and the talent of being able to travel to the spirit world through either ayahuasca, peyote, or drugs, or drumming, percussion, and it's usually now core shamanism is all drumming, and 7 beats per second is a theta sound that changes your consciousness. And what happens is the shaman will actually ride his spirit animal, like a horse, into the sky, into the realms of no time, and he'll be able to see where the game is. You know, like if the people are looking and they're hungry and they need to find food, he will go out in the middle of the winter sky and manage to fly and see the game from the astral plane. Come back, tell them where to go, and they get the game. That was the beginning of how the shamans were working. And then they went in and started healing people. People had negative intrusions, which is really what illness is. It's negative intrusions. And you get rid of them by through love, really, isn't it? Love is the answer in all cases as the greatest healer. And I think
love is the answer. It is. Love is the answer. You know, I say that here all the time on the show that, you know, love is the answer to a lot of things in this world and what the world, you know, we got to go back to our girl Dionne Warwick. What the world needs now is love.
All right.
But you know, we got to get that song, Ronan. Can we find it? Not now, but another time we'll get it. But so I believe in that. And I think, you know, if you all want to know more about Michael, you can go. He's got some great books, by the way. So I just suggest you all get
His basic book is called The Way of the Shaman.
The Way of the Shaman. A Guide to Power and Healing.
Yeah. And he's about to come out with his second book, which is about ascension.
All right. Well, The Way of the Shaman, A Guide to Power and Healing was published in 1981. Y'all can get it on Amazon.com. Speaking of books, Robert Lee Morris, I know you've got a book too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. I did a book in 84, 94. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, the decades. There is no time.
Time is an illusion.
It's called The Power of Jewelry, and it's Robert Lee Morris, and I think you can get it at Amazon still. But it's a major, major book. It's like a coffee table book of gorgeous, gorgeous eye candy, pictures of photographs of my work with this tale that I tell all the way through. So I write the book. So it's half book and half pictures. And I think it's pretty much sold out, but good luck if anyone is interested. I wish
yes.
it would be printed.
And, well, you know what? I think it needs a second printing. Right?
Yeah, I do too, and I think my new partners would also agree.
Well, you know what I say? Yeah. You know what I say, Robert? I say what you're looking for is looking for you, right?
Oh, I like that.
Right? Well, that's an old African proverb, and I believe it, and I think if you're looking for a second publishing of that book, a second publishing is looking for you.
You know what it is? I just realized today, being the 21st of October, Unity Day, I did a lot of work in terms of learning to visualize. And one blog I read today from one of the many blogs I subscribed to said, stop wanting. Just stop wanting. That is the worst thing. It's like the law of attraction is not wanting. It's visualizing that it already exists.
Yeah. I believe
because
that.
If you want it, it means you don't have it.
Right.
But you do have it. You just don't know it.
Right. It already exists. And, you know, it goes back to also there was a great let me find this quote real quick while we're discussing. But I want to talk to you. We're going to talk about the Day of Unity because that's why I believe today is the time and the place and the appointed time and place to have you on the show because it's got such strong powers of energy that I feel are going through the ethers right now. And there's the flow that people are getting into and trying to figure out what we're talking about. But tonight there'll be a point where they get it. So people, yeah. I thank you all for tuning in. If this all sounds new to you and bizarre, well, join the club because that's what we're about here on Max and Friends. We want to change your world. We want to rock your world. We want you to live in love and joy. And we want you to stop wanting and start visualizing that you already have it, people. I've been saying that for a long time here. You know that. You have it. Just got to tap into it, acknowledge it, be grateful for it, and love it. And it will manifest into something that y'all will be surprised. But Robert, let's talk about instruction and the spiritual process that you believe all artists, and I think I'm going to go out there.
That's,
all
that's
people.
A big one.
Yeah.
Can let's you still hear me good and clear?
We can hear you clearer than clear.
Okay, good. I have a thing that I've been doing a lot lately. I wanted to even do a PBS show about it, a series. And because it's something that I visualize happening, I know it's going to happen. As part of the shift, as part of my job after the shift, this vision I have is to celebrate working with one's hands as a way of meditating and as a way of working yourself into a state of flow. And it's the same thing that happens with athletes, dancers, gymnasts, singers, pianists, violinists. I mean, visual artists of all kind, but especially jewelers and weavers and needle pointers and gardeners and people who chop and peel
and chefs.
Yeah, and chefs and cut those carrots and peel those carrots and chop those onions and you go into a state of concentration and focus. Mm-hmm. That goes on for such a long time that you don't know that it's now it's dark outside.
Mm.
And you go, oh, my God, I've been doing this for 6 straight hours. No wonder my back is killing me. And you've been gone. You have been in a meditative state with your true soul self, with your higher self, mm-hmm. your self that is connected in the fifth dimension already. And that's why it feels so good to do those things.
And you call that the flow point, right?
That's the flow. That's flow.
Yeah. And when people ask, you know, people always ask, because I always say, get in the flow, get in the flow. They always say, Max, what is the flow? I get tweets, what is the flow? That's the flow, people.
Yeah.
You just got to get into it. Yeah. And once you're there, ride it, right?
It's a state of bliss. And the longer you can, it's like orgasm. The longer you can keep it going, the more high your vibration gets.
And they all know how to long orgasms here because we talk about tantric sex all the time. So if you don't know about that, you got to get into it because you'll y'all, my listeners understand. We got some groovy shows in these archives and we talk about tantric sex and elongating and prolonging and just enjoying the moment and enjoying the flow, right?
Because what you're doing is you're building a vibrational energy. You're raising your vibration. You're getting more and more like a crystal.
Mm-hmm.
You're more like a diamond. And you are reaching. When you get a high enough vibration, you practically disappear. That's mm-hmm. why we can't see the UFOs, because they're not at our vibration. Mm-hmm. They're vibrating at a much higher speed.
And our chakras are too. You know, we talk about, I heard you say the crystal, and our chakras, we talk about chakra sex and just getting all those lights, everything inside of you all beaming up, and then you just get into this state of euphoria. But before, let's get into the State of Unity, because I want to talk about that today, because we are October 21st, and I knew this was a great day to have you on the show. Because I didn't know why yet, but I knew it was going to come to me. And today is the Day of Unity. It's a day of global meditation to visualize. Now, Robert sent me a great email today, so bear with me because I'm going to read it word for word. A day of global meditation to visualize all that you see our golden age to be like. It is a day to stop wanting things to get better, but to visualize them as already better, already fabulous. Tell us more about today, Robert Lee Morris.
Well, consciousness is the all-powerful weapon. Our planet is under the control of a group of people called the Illuminati, the Cabal, and I'm sure that you've talked about that too. They are people who are so far above the bankers and all of the lawyers and all the corporations that they just basically just
all of Bernie Madoff friends, right?
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to know. But the truth is such that when we awaken, and I know that Sky was talking a lot about this in his show.
Yeah, Sky, awake, the seven shifts, everyone. Yeah.
Being awake. This is all about being awake, and being awakened means that you suddenly realize what the hell's going on, that we're living in the Matrix. That, in fact, most people believe what they've been told about religion. And, I mean, I don't want to get you in trouble, Max, with all the things that I'm...
You won't. You know, say them. Listen, this is a forum to educate, and if you all feel offended by it, y'all don't know to tune in next week, because we'll have someone else that contradicts today and then contradicts tomorrow.
But
so
it's
just
happening.
Open, yes.
The thing is, it's happening now, folks, kids. We have about 2 weeks left before some very powerful things start to happen. We are more than likely not going to see an election. I tell you that right now. We are so close to a major, major change, and it is glorious, and it is going to be, we are going to be free. We are going to remember, instead of using 10% of our brains, we will be freed to be able to go back to our full 12 strands of DNA and become the star children, the star people, the galactics, the ascended masters that we are. We're masters who came here years and years ago, long time ago, as an experiment to see what would happen if we forgot everything. Could we find our way back home? Uh-huh. And we're doing it.
Now, let me ask you a question. How do you go from being 4 and 5 years old, being a Jesus freak, okay, to now all these years later to grasping the concept of 12 strands of DNA and how they're going to be restored to us?
Well, I read a lot. Oh, my God. I mean, David Wilcox is the king of the best research. He's a scientist / psychic channeler, but his researching ability is perfection. It's back up to everything he's found, and he has a great book out, which is the Source Field Investigation. And he's kind of like one of the most important new names. There's David Icke in England, and then there's Greg Braden. There are so many, Donald Neil Walsh, Barbara Marks Hubbard. We have a major group of wisdom keepers all coming out of the closet. They're all coming out in a big way, and they're gathering huge groups of younger people and helping them awaken. And I've been awake for I don't know how long, but I'm really, really awake now. Uh-huh. And it's kind of hard because my wife is not, and my child is not, and so I basically...
It's frustrating, I would imagine.
I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Now, of course,
but now, how is,
on a radio
now, how is it? Now, no, but yeah, of course, you know, and here we are broadcasting through the streams and the ethers of life, but how is it to have this sensation that you feel inside, that you're awake, right?
It's
and family members, though, are not. What does that interiorly do to you?
All I know is that they have their own soul contracts, and I'm living with them. We are loved ones, but we came into this life together with a plan, and everything is as it should be. Mm-hmm. there's no, it can't be wrong. It is what it is. And they will soon wake up. In fact, there are ways coming, which are coming soon, because things need to happen quickly by December 21st, because that's when the Earth is going to hit the equatorial line that lines up with all of the other planets to the central sun of the galaxy. And at that point, every 26,000 years, there's a major whomp of energy that comes through and upgrades everything in its path. Now, I mean upgrade like from 2 strands to 12 strands of DNA. That means we need bigger skulls.
Well, I've thought that for a long time. I think, you know, for what we know, you know, for those of us who know, yeah, when you know better, you do better. I mean, that's the simplicity of it. But when you know so much, how is it that our little heads on our bodies can know so much but are contained in this nonsense that we call a human head? You know what I mean? It blows my mind, because there's such brilliance in so many people.
Yeah.
And it just is so unbelievable that it's contained in such a small space. It blows my mind.
Well,
it blows my
you're
mind.
Just, that's just a 3D thing. Once you see 5D, and 5D is starting to come through, it's real close. It's only 6 weeks, 8 weeks away. It's going to start coming in. Every time we have a sacred date, like 9-9, 10-10, and 10-21, and now the next one's going to be 11-11.
I love my 11-11s. And you know what's so funny? I at every show when it's 11-11, I always say 11-11, make a wish. And tonight we're playing the song Forever from Beastie Boys, and my 11-11 went by, and I lost my 11-11.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Well,
I love my 11-11.
My daughter does the same thing. 11-11, make a wish. 11-11, make a wish. And I immediately make a wish.
Yeah.
Every single time. And then there's 12-12.
Yep.
And 12-21 is the end of the timeline. That's it, folks. No more 3D. 3D Earth will be gone, because when it hits the 12-21, 3D Earth will move into 5D.
What is 5D?
The fifth dimension.
5D.
Right,
but
now we
could. Fifth dimension. In a sentence, what is the fifth dimension for those who don't know?
There are many dimensions up to God. We are in the third dimension. Our dogs and cats are in the second dimension. but we're not in the fourth dimension. We're sort of starting to be a bit in the fourth dimension, which is not as talked about as much as the fifth dimension. In the fifth dimension, you are telepathic. You have a crystalline body. You're no longer carbon-based. You can kinetic skills. You can move things with your mind or with your will. You can be anywhere you want just by thinking it. All of your thoughts have to be controlled carefully, and you have to learn how to use them, because whatever you think will materialize.
Yeah.
It's wild, and it's going to happen to all of us. And we were born on this planet. All of us listening, all of us here, we are born to witness this. This is the first time in the history of the human race ever. And we've been on this planet about three times with floods. But this human race, since, you know, the last 26,000 years, that we will no longer have to incarnate. There will be no more death. There will be no more pain. And if you're missing a finger, it'll be back. If you're missing legs, they'll be back. And when you come into the fifth dimension, you have the ability to choose any appearance that you want. And you're basically going to go back to about between 20 and 25 years old in age.
Well, there you go. Well, you know what? We're going to continue this conversation after the show. And then I'm going to have you back on, because I'm getting so many tweets asking what is going on Max and Friends tonight. But I want you all to know, on Max and Friends tonight, this is one of my favorite quotes, where there is great love, there are always miracles.
Yes.
And Robert Lee Morris, I thank you for being here tonight on
My
Max
pleasure.
And Friends. I'm calling you right after the show. We're going to talk a little bit more. And then people tweet me if you want to know what we talked about, and I'll hit you up with the answers. I love you all for listening. Where there is great love, there are always miracles. Remember to take life to the max. Watch the debate and tune in November 4th, because we're going to have the Rock the Vote And like Robert said, we might not even make it to Election Day, but we might talk about that next week. So I love you all for listening. Have a great night. Remember to take life to the max and have a love one another, people. Love one another. Thank you, Ronan. Good night, everyone.